Okay, before we go back to the sugya of Heloch, let's sum up the shittas that we had. Shai ben Mevar, the two mahalchim, and the two types of Heloch. And then we'll be able to go on to the next Mesudei, to the Gemara's Raya. We started the sugya by saying there are two types of Heloch. There's one type of Heloch where you give it to the person, you give him the money in Beis Din right away, and that is the simple case of Heloch. You give it, the Adayim B'Shas Maisa. That's one type of Heloch. There's a second type of Heloch, which is Rashi's case, where you say, I have it in my house, and I didn't spend it. It's been here all along. There's no din Torah between us. The money is still sitting there. These are the two types of Heloch. Now we know the second one we called Rashi Shita. The first one we didn't really have a name for. We just called it the other Mefarshim. We'll call it the Beis Yosef because the Ktsais Pezayin Hay brings the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says clearly that Heloch is only if you give it right now. If you give it right away, that's Heloch. If you don't give it right away, it's not Heloch. That's the base Yosef slash. The Sma also writes that Heloch is Kishanoistai Miyad. If you give it right there in Bez, Kishanoistai Miyad, that is Beis Yosef and the Sma, that's Heloch. The Shach in Simon Pei Zayins of Cotton Bays brings the Sma and he argues with him. He says, that's the case of Heloch. That's Heloch, you give it right away. You don't have to give it right away. He doesn't understand why the Sma says, Kishanois de Miyad. So the Shach will assume, for simplicity's sake, because going with Rashi Shita, that if you give it right away, there'd be no machlaikis. The case of Heloch in the Gemara is a case, like Rashi says, we'll have other cases where you're not giving it, but you're saying there's not entire, I never spent it, or any similar case. So these are the two shitas. We'll call it the Beis Yosef Shita, which is also the Shita of the Sman, the Ktsais. We'll see in a few minutes, the Ktsais holds that way. And Rashi Shita, which we'll call the Shach Shita, also is like Rashi. We'll see, it's the Rosh Shita. Two Mahalchim in how to phrase Heloch, in what the case of Heloch is, the case that they're arguing about in Heloch. Now, when you give it right away, everyone holds its Heloch. Just the Beis Yosef holds that's the case of the Gemara. And Rashi holds that there's no machlokes. There's no machlokes at all. If you're giving it right away, less man the palik, everyone agrees. Right? The machlokes is in a case where you're not giving it right away. Those are the two shittas, and I'm telling you, besides the names, I'm not telling you any chidushim, those are the two mahalchim in the Gemara. Now look at Tosfos Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Amar Heloch Pater. So Tosfos says Nira Shahalacha Kara Sheshes. Tosfos says that we pass in Heloch as Pater. The Beperek Hashoyel Gabi Eved Katan Parich Void Helochu. The Gemara there says by Eved Katan that it's a case of Heloch. What's the case there? I'm a Moicher. I sell Avodim. I have an Avodim store, and you gave me money for an Eved. And you already, it's already your Eved. You gave me money already, and Kesev is Kaina. So you gave me money for an Eved. Now, when it came time to deliver the Eved, so I delivered an Eved cotton. I delivered a smaller Eved. And you claim that you paid for a bigger Eved. So the Gemara says, look, that's my Debemixas. You're saying that I owe you a $100,000 Eved. And I'm saying, Eved cotton machati loch. It's only the small Eved, the $50,000 Eved I owe you. It's my Debemixas. So the Gemara says, you don't have to swear, Heilochu. It's a case of Heiloch. Why is it Heiloch? Because I have the Eved here. I'm delivering the Eved cotton. I'm giving it to you. So the Gemara says that's a case of Heilach. So Taisus, that's a Raya that we paskin, Heilach is part. Ach, the Sefer Chayfitz, Mashmah the Heilach Chayiv. It's one of the Sifrei Arishayvim called Sefer Chayfitz. And that Sefer paskin Heilach is Chayiv. So Taisus means to ask, it's sure, on that Sefer from the Gemara and Daf Kuf. So I want someone here to answer a teretz on the Sefer Chayfetz. I told you the Gemara, that's all you have to know. Okay, Gemara, I give you this case. The case is I'm delivering an Evet to you. You paid for it already last week, and you say, hey, don't give me this one, this one's an Evet cotton. I paid for a big strong Evet. Now I'm a Maidah B'Mikzas. I say, no, I'm Maidah, you gave me money for an Evet, but only for this little one. You didn't give me money for an expensive Evet. So go to bed. So Gemara there says, Heilach, I don't have to swear. It's a Raya we pass in Heilach Potter. So tell me a test. Is it a Raya that you pass in Heilach Potter?
The Gemara asked the question over there. Yeah. Gemara says about Kati Heilachu.
Kati
Heilachu. Mashmah, we have a different Heilach Potter.
Right. What?
Regardless of the case.
Fine.
So we have Yisai. We
have Yisai that has a
Potter.
So is it a Raya that has a Potter? I tell you the answer, you're going to, I think, it's separate question. That's not what they are.
You say that all this, like you get this right away.
And therefore. If the Sefer Chayfetz holds like Rashi, then the whole Raya seems to not be a Raya. Why? Because what does Rashi say? They argue Heilach is Chayiv a Potter, in which case? Lo Yetzesim, I have it at home. When I have it right here and I'm giving it to you B'Shas Maisa, everyone holds Heilach is a Potter. There's no Machlaikis. In that case, everyone agrees Heilach is Potter.
I can't give an Evet.
Why can't I give an
Evet?
No, the Evet's right here. I'm telling you. I'm delivering you. You paid me for an Evet. Today it's delivery time. Here he is. And you don't want to take him from me because.
You don't have ball, what are you doing? You made a
you make good. So therefore what? But so what? You can't have Heilach in a case where because you need a kinyan. I'm giving it to you. You don't want to make a kinyan. It's not my business. I'm giving it to you now. Here it is. In that case, we said that the Pnei Shul and Rashi that there's no machlokes. Everyone holds Heilach as part. That would seem to be, at least in the case of Evet, that would seem to answer up Tosis Raya. So Tosis himself holds Mistam that they argue in all cases of Heilach, like the Beis Yosef. They argue when you give it to you be a Dayan, there's also a Machlokes, so maybe only a Machlokes. But the Sefer Chayfetz could be held that, like Rashi Shita, that when you give it to someone be a Dayan Mamish, that's a case that everyone agrees Heilach is Potter. So then it would seem to be. To be answered. So Akoponim would come out that the two shittas and taisvis would also be totally in these two shittas that we're talking about, and how do you hold? Be very geschmack. Now we come to the Rambam. The Rambam writes a halacha in Hilchos Tayyim V'Nidin. I mentioned to you briefly when we started the sugya. The Rambam says that if you taina a taina she'ina yachal likfar, if you taina to someone a taina you owe me $100, and of that $100 your person is maida 50, but that 50 it was ef shalikfar, it was impossible to deny. For example, if I tell you owe me $100, you borrowed 50 on Sunday, 50 on Monday. On the 50 on Sunday, I have a shtar. You signed a shtar, I have Aiden. 50 of Sunday. The 50 of Monday, I say, I don't have a shtar, but you borrowed it anyway. So I say, you owe me $100. You're Maida, obviously, which 50 are going to be Maida. you might get a 50 that you can't deny. Then I have a shtar. So that 50, she'ena yachalik for you might. Question is that a case of maida benitzas? You have the case. What's the case? And today you a greater amount. And the part that your maida was a part you couldn't deny anyway. It was efsha to deny it. I had edim, I had shtaris, whatever I had to prove it. Any yachalik for what? So you putter on the extra amount because somebody said, "All right." The question is it a maida benitzas that you should have to swear? Because I was to bear you 100, you might have 50, so the chayrus might have been mitzvahs. So to Rambam, no. That's not how might have been mitzvahs. Might have been mitzvahs doesn't apply if it's mom and she'ina yachal mikfer. If it's money that you couldn't deny anyway, so that's not might have been mitzvahs. That's not might have been mitzvahs. Might have been mitzvahs is when you deny money that you could have, that when you might have money that you could have denied. As I shtaken around, it's a p'tur of shvua called Eina Yochalit. And you might have a mamish Eina Yochalit. Now, the question is that the same thing as Heilach or not? Mamish Eina Yochalit far. Is that Heilach? Or is that a separate p'tur? How do you understand it?
Who's not Nerik Meshachar anymore? Looks more like he's telling the truth. He's going to pay 100. He says, "I only owe you 50." And this is star only on 50. Exact opposite. He said, "There's no reason to look at him less like Derek Meshachar, but he's shorter."
So what you're saying is, does that have to do anything to do with Heilach or not? You're saying no. Which is, I think, somebody else said, when I mentioned it the first time, Mam Shemi Achalek. The Al-Khair has nothing to do with Heilach. Heilach is, I give you money. Mam Sheni Yachalikfar is something else, and that's called Amayda to you. Amayda to you. Amayda. It's something you have proof. You don't need my Haidah. Well, like you're saying, Taisa said, Amayda B'miksas is Nirukim Mishaka, is something suspicious. Nothing suspicious. It's money that I owe for sure. I owe for sure. Now there's a separate tefiyah. So you could learn that this is a separate heter, has nothing to do with Heilach. It's a totally different heter. There's a heter. A p'tur called Mam Sheni Yachalikfar, and it has nothing to do with Heilach, and that's how the Ketzais understands. What? No, we'll have to see. We'll learn the other days now. I'm preparing to learn the other days. But the Ketzais says it's not Heilach. It has nothing to do with Heilach. Eni Yachalikfar is a separate p'tur. There's one p'tur called Heilach. There's one p'tur called Eni Yachalikfar. One thing has nothing to do with the other. However, the Shach learns that any yachalikfar is halach. It's the same thing, really, as halach. How is it the same thing as halach? So let's see. The Shach held like Rashi. That what is halach? Halach doesn't mean I'm giving it to you. Halach means I'm telling you there's nothing Torah. The money is still sitting in my house. Lo hayitzeisin. There's nothing to have a din Torah about. That's Heilach. So to Shach, that this is all, this is the same thing. Moment she'eni yachalikfar, this pshat, there's nothing to have a din Torah about. What are we fighting about? There's nothing to argue about. Rashi Shita is that's Heilach. The Shach says that's pshat, eni yachalikfar is the same thing. Eni yachalikfar, also, there's nothing to have a din Torah about. It's an open and shut case, and finished.
So
that's also halach, and in terms of the other 50, so it's not a ma'ida b'miktsas. If the part of ma'ida, there's nothing to have it in Torah about. That's what Rashi says. If I tell you the part of ma'ida is in my house, it's waiting for you. There's nothing to have it in Torah about. That's halach. Who I did? The Rambam.
One's coming from you, the other one's coming from the house of Shach.
One's coming. No, but it's not because I said it. It's because that money was never spent. If I just said it, it wouldn't make it halach. It has to be. I'm saying that money is still sitting in my house. The original money. Who cares if the original money is sitting in my house? Heretz is if the original money is sitting in my house. It means I'm saying there's nothing Torah. That's true. Here's a right from Shtar. Okay, but it's the same concept. So it comes out, we have two mahalchim in the Gemara, and two mahalchim in Taisus and Dafkos, and two mahalchim in the Rambam. Two ways to understand the Rambam. Every sheet is going to say like him. The Ktzais and Beis Yosef, who hold Halach has to be given money. So they hold the Pshat in the Rambam is a new Ptor, Mam Sheni Yachal Lekfar, because I'm not giving you money. However, the Shach and Rashi Shita, those who hold that way will say, no, that's also Halach. So you have two ways to learn in the Rambam as well. Halach is Potter. So Zicha is, yeah, right. So that's what the Rambam is talking about. So it's Potter. That's there's a rush in Subis, the second time. The rush has a case also of my Devi Mikzas. The case is as follows. As you know, a ksuba is 200 for a psula, a ksuba is 200 zuz. No matter what, if at a wedding a man doesn't give his wife a ksuba, don't think you're off the hook. Okay, your ksuba is called Maisa Bezna. Bezna obligates you to pay it, but if there is a shtar ksuba, there's no, Chazal said you have to give her a shtar. But a ksuba you have to give no matter. A person gets married, he has to give a ksuba. When he gives her a piece of paper, she loses it, she doesn't lose it, it's all the same. There's a ksuba of $200. If you want, you can be Maisa. If you can make it $300, $400, $500, whatever you like. So the rush, in the first rush, in the second paragraph of Ksuvis, has a case where a woman was divorced and she tithes to her husband, you owe me a $500 ksuba. You promised me $500 for the ksuba. And he says, no, I just owe you the regular $200 for ksuba. That's all I owe you, 200 zuz for ksuba. So the rush says, is he a might of a mixas? So what do you say? Is he a might of a mixas? Huh? She says 500, he says 200.
Oh, no.
200
is a
given.
Right,
200.
It's a given.
200 is a given. So Rush says, why isn't it? Why is it not might of a mixas? The Rush says, that's Halach. The Rush's Lashon is, the 200, that's Halach. That's not my divine success. That's the case of Halach. As they state in Rush. So the Beis Yosef brings it. And the Beis Yosef says, Halach? What's that got to do with Halach? Halach is if I give it to you. Right? That's the Beis Yosef Shita, right? Halach is if I give it to you. So the Beis Yosef says, I don't know what's going on with this Rush. That's Halach. When I made the $200 I owe you, that's not Halach. That's the Halach is if I give it to you, be a dayim. I'm not giving it. Clara, the Rush holds, apparently, like Rashi Shita, that Halach is any time I say, we have no sichzuch, there's nothing to have it in Torah about, the money is there from the beginning, the chiyuv is there from the time we got married, period. The Rush, Vaita, holds like Rashi Shita. Beis Yosef is a Shitasai. Beis Yosef holds it's not a case of Halach. Now, even like the Beis Yosef, it would be a case of Mamin Sheini Yachal Ikfar. Like the Rambam says, Mamin Sheini Yachal Ikfar. But is it Halach? Beis Yosef says it's not Halach. The Rush says it is Halach. The Rush Klar holds, not like the Beis Yosef, that you need, you don't have to give it the attack. So it comes out that we have a pretty wide-ranging machlokes in Halach. A very, very big range of nafkaminas between the two shitas. And obviously there'll be common nafkaminas between them. So this, you have to understand, is the Aleph Beis of Halach, the two ways to learn. And now we try to learn the next Meisrei. Okay. Bottom line, bottom word of the page, Meisrei. Now let's learn the Gemara's Raya. We tried to bring the Raya to the case of Halach. Now obviously we have to learn the Gemara two times, right? Why do we have to learn it two times? when the Gemara wants light, the big size's chat has to make sense. And once, according to Rashi's chat, Rashi the Rosh, the Shas chat, the Gemara has to make sense, like all light all pshatim, because the same chat in the Gemara. So again, like the Beis Yosef, Halach has to be a case that you're giving the Adayim. And according to Rashi, it doesn't have to be the Adayim, it just has to be a case. Well, there's no sifsuf, no dintar. So the problem now is going to be, if you learn the Gemara, Pashup Shat, Gemara, like one mahalach is very clear. One mahalach doesn't seem to make sense. Siloim Dinrin. Now, what's the case? Siloim Dinrin. I have a shtar that you owe me slayim. It doesn't say how many. Or you owe me dinrim. It doesn't say how many. So we're going to bed. And we're having an argument. Malva oimer chamesh. The malva says, you know how many dinrim it was? It was 5 dinrim. You owe me 5 dinrim. Valaiva oimer shalosh. The laiva says it was 3 dinrim. Now, how many dinrin was it for sure? At least 2. Because dinrin is Lashon Rabin. It had to be at least 2. But they both agree that it wasn't 2. One says it was 5, one says it was 3. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it's a regular Maida B'Mitzvahs. I'm Tevea 5, you're Tevea 3, you're Maida 3. Reb Akiva, Aymer, Eina Yala, Kamesha Vaveda, Upatr. No, he's Patr. He has a din of a Mesha Vaveda. Did we have Meshav Aveda? I think we had Meshav Aveda sometime last year. What is Meshav Aveda? Meshav Aveda is if I where's my what's Meshav Aveda? I find a wallet and I return it to you. You tell me the wallet had $100 in it, and when I returned it, it's only $50 in it. So now, what am I? I'm a good guy. I found a wallet in the street and I returned it. And now I'm going to have to swear. Shalos Meshav Aveda. So there's a din of Meshav Aveda that patters me from Mishvua. Why am I patter from Mishvua? So Rashi learns that the Takaras Chachamim, Chachamim patters Meshav Aveda from Mishvua. Rashi says that the Takaras Chachamim, the Meshav Aveda shouldn't have to swear. Okay, there's another way to learn. What's the other way to learn why Meshav Aveda doesn't swear? He has a migul. If you hold migul compared to Mishvua, he has a migul. If I would have become a liar, I wouldn't have returned it at all. So I'm returning it. Believe me that I found it was 50, because otherwise I could have bought. But either way, this is dinner Meshav Aveda. So Rebbe Akiva, this is Meshav Aveda. The shtar only says dinner. I'm Maida 3. Sama Meshav Aveda on the third one. So therefore, I'll come to Meshav. Now the Gemara makes a deal. Ketani mi yisur of Shemin Allah Zayim. Hayol v'hayde mikta satay na yishba. Rabbi Kiva said, I'm sorry, Shemin Allah Zayim said, you have to swear because you're Maida B'Mitzas. Tama, why do you have to swear? Domar Sholosh. Because it's a case of 3. Vaistais, Hoshtayim. Potter. Let's say I would say there were 2 dinrim that I owed you. I'm not a Maida B'Mitzas. Hoshtayim Potter. Why am I Potter? Must be Kai Shtar de Kamaida Behelechu. I mean, no, Helech Potter. Avarai is up to Gemara. Helech is Potter. Because in this case, if I would have said 2 dinrim, I'd be Potter for Mishur. Why in the world should I be Potter? I'm a Maida B'Mitzas. Yotevei 5, I'm Maida 2. Must be it's a case of Helech. Helech is Potter. That is, Gemara fits better like the Beis Yosef's pshat in Halach, or like Rashi's pshat in Halach. Huh? Which pshat in Halach does it fit? Huh? Start with one and see if the Gemara makes sense. Why does the Beis Yosef say what's Halach? Huh? What's Halach? Nice name, yeah. He's giving it in bed. Is this a case of Halach? The Gemara seems to make no sense. What's Pshat in this Gemara? What's going on in the Gemara here? This is Halach? It's not Halach. According to the Beis Yosef, Halach means I'm giving it to you by your dying. Is the Gemara, Lachaira, doesn't make sense at all. Why does this have to do with Hemach? We're in Bezdin, you say OU 5 didn't rim, I say OU 2. So we're saying a Pach from a Shvuach is a Teiloch. What kind of Hemach? What are you talking about Hemach? There's no Hemach here. This is Hemach. Hemach, Pach Pshar, according to Beis Yosef. The words in the Gemara are klar like Rashi. What did Rashi say? What's Hemach? Hemach is, I'm telling you, there's nothing to have a Torah about. If I say Shtayim, and there's a star that says Dinrim, so there's nothing to have a Torah about. You have a star. It's basically Mam and Sheini Yachal Mitzvah. It's an example of money that can't be denied. Which Rashi and Shach hold that's Hemach. Hemach is, there's nothing to talk about. Finished. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is very geschmack. According to the Beis Yosef of Lechaira, the Gemara doesn't make sense. This is not a case of Hemach. So this is a problem of Pshat Nesugya. I believe the Kesef Mishnah has the Kasha and he abides in the Tzarachim. It's hard to abide in the Tzarachim from a Beferish Gemara. Beferish Gemara, you can abide in the Tzarachim on one or two Pshat, and it sounds like a major problem. So explain. So maybe that's a way out. Maybe that's a mahalach to get out of the problem. But since there's a shtar, and the shtar represents the shibud karka, so therefore, it's not great like the Beis Yosef, but at least it's a mahalach. That since the shtar, once you have a shtar of two dinrim, you don't have to collect from me anymore. You just go to my karka. So Manela, it's sort of like, it's like I'm giving it to you.
Maybe
it's in
my drawer.
Maybe it's in my house. In my drawer, it's not like I'm giving it to you. So you come to my house, I might lock you out, or it might not be in my drawer. I might take it and run. The whole Maila of Shiva Karkois, you can't run away with the karka. Alright, what should I tell you? It's a mahalach, which one of the Mefarshei Rambam suggests, I think. Perhaps in Lecha Mishnah he suggests this. It's not a... If you're stuck, it's a mahalach. But we'd rather come with a better mahalach, and there is a better mahalach. In the Ktsais, the Stipler, their mahalach. The Ktsais in Peizayin Hay, has an explanation of the Beis Yosef Shita. And with that explanation, it's very geschmack. We talked about what's the svara that halach is potter. What's the svara? What's the logic? Why halach is potter? So the svara, which I mentioned to a Beis Halevi that I told you I didn't understand, I still don't understand. Then I mentioned to you the Stipler, his mahalach in halach, which I saw afterwards, is the ktsais and hey. He says, "Mamish that mahalach." What the mahalach? Ma'ida b'mitzas. According, if you hold a halach as chayiv, ma'ida b'mitzas is any time you do an act of being ma'ida. Anytime someone does the ma'isa haidah and bezdin, that would be ma'ida b'mitzas. If you hold a halach as chayiv, if you hold a halach as potter, which is the way we paskin, which is the way Rav Sheshes holds, is a different svara. Ma'ida b'mitzas doesn't mean I do the ma'isa of being ma'ida. That's not enough. Ma'ida b'mitzas is that I'm bezdin is paskining to be mechayiv me based on what I'm being ma'ida. Ma'ida b'mitzas is a haidah which brings a psak bezdin. I'm mechayiv al pi haidah. That's Ma'ida b'mitzas. That's the taicha ma'ida b'mitzas. Now, if you hold the taicha ma'ida b'mitzas is that I'm chayiv al pi my haidah, then halach is potter. Why? Because bezdin is not paskening based on my haidah. There is no psak bezdin. If I give it to you, I hand you the money. So what's bezdin going to pasken for? There's nothing to pasken because we come to Bez, you say I owe you $500. I say I only owe you $300. I give you the $300 in your hand. Now when Bez has to make a psak, what are they going to pass it? That I'm chayiv $300? No, I paid the rent. That's how it was. They'll just pass him that I'm passed on the $200. That's kai for our call. So any time Bezin doesn't pass him based on my Hadar, that's Hamas. That's the Svara that the Ktsais learned, that he learned in the Beis Yosef, the Ktsais Beis Yosef hold. The Svara of Halach is that Bezin doesn't have to pass him, I'll pee what I said. Now, what would be in a case where we come to Bezin, you say, lend me $100, I say $50 is in my drawer at home. Rashi holds that that's Hamas. He's saying there's no deterrent. It's in my drawer. The Beis Yosef says it is Hamas. You know why? Because Bezin's going to pass him. If I say the money is sitting in my drawer at home, it doesn't do the other person a lot of good. He still doesn't have the money. He custom a house, I might lock him out. I might not give him the money. I might be lying. The money might not be there. Bezin's going to pass him. If we come to Bez and you say I owe you 100, and I say no, I only owe you 50. The other 50 is in my drawer at home. Then Bezdin is not going to is going to give up sack. Bezdin has to paskin. Yen of $50, which he claims is in his drawer at home, it belongs to the mouth. So the Beis Yosef holds that's not halach, because that's a case where Bezdin has to paskin. So Yagz and Rashi holds it's not halach. The whole Beis Yosef is gebayt on this svara in halach. That Halach is potter because Bezin doesn't have to pass it on Pima Hetzah. And that Svara, again, let's not confuse it. That whole Svara that we spoke out, which we call the Stikla Svara, that's all in Shita's Beis Yosef. It's not in Rashi. That's all in the Beis Yosef's Shita in Halach. So if you make a chart, how many things are totally in the two ways of Halach, you'll have a very far-ranging thing. Right? The two Pshatim in Halach, it's totally in this. Like we spoke out, it's totally in this the Taisvis, it's totally in this the Rosh's case, it's totally in this the Rambam and the Yochalitfar, and it's totally in this the Svara of Halach. That Svara of Halach that we said is all in the Beis Yosef. Now come to our Gemara. Our Gemara is trying to prove that Halach is Potter. So we said our Gemara makes no sense according to the Beis Yosef. Because according to the Beis Yosef, Halach means I'm giving you cash. He's not giving cash. So what's the Gemara's raya that Halach is potter? That's the Pella on the Beis Yosef. What's the raya from here that Halach is potter? The answer is, this is not a case of Halach. This is a case where I say, I owe you two dinar. That you have a shtar, your shtar's in your hand. I say two dirhams on my dinar. The other three I didn't own. The Gemara says, I'm potter. I don't have to swear my dinar next us. You know why? Is my haidah going to bring about a psak bezdin? My being maidah to the two dirhams, is that going to bring about a psak bezdin? No. Bezdin's not the paskin. The man has a shtar that you own two dirhams. It says dinrim. They owe you to do. It's a good star. It's talking that it's a makuyim dik star. Otherwise, you have a miko mizuyim. It's a good star, and it's a makuyim dik star. It's a perfect star. Bezin has to paskin. What does he have to paskin for? The man has a star in his hand.
You have to paskin
for what? Okay. The psak has nothing to do with his idol. His idol is not mechayiv him anything. Now, it may not be a case of halach, but it's a raya that halach is potter. Because it's a raya to the svara of halach. The svara of halach is, I'm only maida b'miktas if Bezin has to paskin based on my hedor. That's the svara of halach. If I give you the money, Bezin doesn't have to paskin. So I'm off the hook. That's the svara of halach. This Gemara's case may not be a case of halach, but it's a raya to halach. This Gemara's case is a raya that if Bezin doesn't paskin based on my hedor, that's not my demitzas. And that's true. In this case, Bezin doesn't have to paskin. You're certainly not have to paskin based on my daughter. The man has a shtar. And we're saying you're potter. Shema mina, halach is pater. We see from here that where Bezin doesn't have to paskin, that you're pater. If Bezin doesn't have to give up sack, we see from here that you're pater. Shema mina, halach pater. So the same thing will now extend the svara of this Gemara. Bezin doesn't have to paskin based on my words. Extend that to halach, where Bezin also doesn't have to paskin. So I gave the money already. Shema mina, halach pater. This is the way to learn up Pshat in the Sugya, according to the Sheet of the Beis Yosef, and those who agree with the Beis Yosef, that that's Pshat in the Gemara is right. There's one little problem. The Lashon of the Gemara, Ha'ishtar the Kamoida Behelachu, have to be magic. The language of the Gemara, Valkoponim, certainly in the Pshat of the Gemara, we have a Mahalach. So we're ending up with is again two mahalchim throughout the straight through the sugya, and make sure that you have klar the two mahalchim step by step in every one of the kudis. And really, what comes out, if you think about it, is this Gemara is the Rambam. The Rambam said that one sheini yachal likvar, you're patur from swearing. You're not a ma'ida b'mikvah. Takadis Gemara. If you have a shtar, I owe you dinrim, I'm either two. Those two, I'm in a yocholik for. I couldn't deny those two. So that's his Gemara, that's your potter. Is that a case of halach? We said it's totally the two halachim. But it's a Gemara that mom is shayni yocholik for your potter. That's this Gemara. Dinrim, I'm either two. That's mom is shayni yocholik for. Now this is the cheshbin, the way it works straight out through the sugya. And again, you work it out, you'll see the how it works out very clear. Right, there's one other case I'd like to talk about before we go weiter. Not a case which the Gemara is bringing. Yet it's a case which the Rishonim talk about. So I'd like to discuss this case and totally separate case of halach. I'm not connecting it to what we spoke out so far. Totally separate case, which the Rambam brings. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tayyim V'Nitin, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. It's a case of Maida B'Miktas. But the case of Maida B'Miktas is the following case. Now listen carefully and tell me what you would say. I borrowed money from you, and I gave you a mashkin. I gave you a piece of silver, and that's a mashkin. Now I come to Bezdin, and I want to pay you and get my mashkin back. You say, I owe you $1,000. I say, what are you talking about? I only borrowed $500. But it's a push the case. Might have been excess, right? The Rambam says that it's might have been mixas, and I swear. It's a veya 100, I'm today 50. All right, there's a mashkin, my nafkamina. The Rambam says that I have to swear. The Ravid says, that's haloch. What do I have to swear for? You have my mashkin. If the mashkin's worth $500, so that's a case of haloch. No, you have my mashkin in your hand. What?
If it's worth the same amount.
Assuming it's worth at least the $500 that I'm either. You have a mashkin. That's not halo. Has that come to be halo? Which shita is more pashit and which shita is more what? Right, it seems more pashit. Why?
Because he has the mashkin.
Here's the mashkin. But then what is a mashkin? Mashkin is he's holding it. If I don't want to pay, that will be today. But right now, I want to pay.
$500.
So I'll be invited to you if I say I only owe you $500. I keep the mashkin. Then you're right. That's not the case. Case is, I want to give you $500 cash and get my mashkin back. But I don't have the cash here in bed. So should that be Halach? Oh, you want to start making a cheshbon like Rashi, and like that they says. Everyone like a shuk and not get mixed up. We said Claire according to Beis Yosef, and Claire according to Rashi, right? You say I owe you $1,000. I say I owe you $500. Regular might have been excess. But you have a mashkin of money. When you lent me the money, I gave you my silver life to hold as a guarantee.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? That's the question. You know, as you're saying, it makes more sense like the Rambam. Why should it make a difference if there's a mashkin or there's no mashkin? Huh?
Why do you tell you that I don't never owe you anything? Then you have a mashkin, it's now saying, and then I want to be saying, why do you have a mashkin? I'm lucky
that it's... Gaganov. So what am I saying? If I say I owe you nothing, why do you have my piece of silver? I'm claiming you're a Gaganov.
I have no proof, so I won't lose that. So you're going to anyway get my mashkin. You're going to get the value of the mashkin anyway. You say
that
you have to have a
mashkin,
and I said that no, I never owe you any money.
Is it going to be a psak bezdin? Is it going to be a psak bezdin without my hedah? Is that true? My hedah still makes a psak bezdin. It makes a psak that I owe you $500 cash. Right? It's a psak bezdin. Then you give me back the mashkin, yeah. So it is a psak bezdin based on my hedah, all of a sudden. It would seem that this machlaikis is totally in a machlaikis that we had in Mesechtes Kiddushin, Mekadosh B'Mashkin, Rav Chaim, Rav Bevishem Rav Chaim, which is a big side in Dinei Mashkin. First, let me tell you the case that one of the cases that is going on. And we'll get to something which hopefully will remind you as you will learn the Kiddushin. There's another machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. This is in Hilchos Schiros. And it's a regular case where I borrow money and I give you a mashkin. And we agree how much I borrowed. And you have the mashkin in your house. When the mashkin's in your house, what happens if it gets destroyed? What happens now? What happens? Right? I borrowed $1,000 from you, I gave you my leichter. A ganav came and he stole the leichter. Well, there was an earthquake and the leichter got swallowed up. What's the din? Do I have to pay the money I owe? Between?
Depends on what match is for.
That's true. I don't want to get into that because it makes it complicated. The difference between a mashkin b'shasava and a mashkin shalai b'shasava, which I didn't want to get into, not to confuse the whole issue. The Ravid says that if you lose the mashkin, even ba'aynis, you don't get paid. Finished. If the mashkin is worth the value of my loan, you're out your money. Finished. The Ravid says, give you the mashkin, you lose the mashkin, even a einus, even a hurricane, an earthquake. Finished. I gave you the mashkin, you don't have the mashkin, you don't get paid. That's a shita saraita. The Rambam says that no, the Rambam says no. The person holding the mashkin is a shomer. Could be a shomer sachar, because he has a benefit. He's a shomer. What's the name of a shomer if it's nenas? He's potter. The Rambam says, it's Rishus HaShomer. So the Rambam says, no, if you lend me money and I give you a mashkin, so I still owe you the money. The mashkin, you're a shomer. I have to go to Besdin and say, you're a shomer, my mashkin. Something happened to it. And he says that there was a hurricane and it got destroyed. I'm potter. Either he swears that it happened, if he said that it happened, and he's potter. This is the machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. What happens when you have a mashkin and something happens to the mashkin? Now, in that machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, Rav Baruch Ber brought b'shem Rav Chaim. Very interesting lumdis in what they argue in. And their argument is, when you lend me money, and I give you a mashkin, what is taking place? Reb Chaim learns pshat in the Raivitz that every mashkin is really a payment of the chayiv, but it's not. It's a payment of the chayiv with a condition that I'm giving you my silver leister, I'm paying up my chayiv, but the condition is you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to sell it, you have to wait, I'll give you the cash, and you'll give it back. As a matter of fact, it said words there in Yiddish, which sort of become the buzzwords for this Reb Chaim. And the Yiddish words were, you see, it's good to have Yiddish words. In the mashkin lichtichayv. It says there, this Reb Baruch Ber is in the sefer called Yiddish Elam, which is a sefer here that we have. And there, the whole thing is much Yiddish, but in parentheses he said, Reb Chaim said the words, in the mashkin lichtichayv. When I give you a mashkin, in the mashkin is the chayv. The chayv is in the mashkin. You understand this concept? So now, if you understand in the mashkin lichtichayv means when I give you a mashkin, I'm giving you the money. I'm paying. I'm sort of with it tonight. Now the raivit makes a lot of sense. What did I do? I gave you a mashkin. If you don't give me the mashkin back, I don't owe you anything. Why? Why don't I owe you anything? Because in the mashkin lichtichayv, I gave you the chayv back. It's all over. Finished. In the mashkin with the chayv. I gave you the mashkin. The chayv is gone. No? The Rambam doesn't hold in the mashkin with the chayv. The Rambam holds, no, the chayv still exists. And we have a separate sichsuch over the thing I gave you to as a guarantee or a shimer. Then it's you're going to hold on to it until the time comes. Then I pay you, you give it back. So the Rambam and Ravid are arguing in this question. The Ravid learns, and Reb Chaim names on that it's the Iker, it's like the Ravid, that in the Mashkin like the Chayv. And the Rambam holds, no. The Rambam holds the two different things. I owe you money, and then I did you a favor, I gave you a Mashkin. You did me a favor, you lent me money, I did you, maybe it was a condition of the law, but now this is all what we had in Masechtas Kedushin. In Masechtas Kedushin we had that if you're Mekadish b'mashkin, if you're Mekadish a woman with a mashkin, that you got mashkin da'acherim, you got it from someone, you lent someone money, he gave you a mashkin. You're Mekadish an isha with the mashkin. She knows it's a mashkin. If she thinks it's not a mashkin, because of course it doesn't work. You go over to a woman, you tell her, listen, I have this silver leichter, which is a mashkin. I want to be Mekahari Abba Kodeshus Li, the mashkin zoo. It becomes you. You now have a Bataris mashkin. And when he pays, you have to give him back, and you'll get money for it. So the Gemara says, in Mekadish b'mashkin da'acherim, that's a good kiddush. So to Rav Baruch Ber, it's Pashit. In the mashkin lichtichayv. When the malva gets the mashkin, it becomes his. It's his with conditions. Now if the man gives him cash, he has to return it. But it's mamish's. And since it's mamish's, when he gives it to the isha, now it becomes mamish hers. It's a good condition. We also had another raya. I think that shmita. If I lend you money and you give me a mashkin, and Shemitah passes, you still have to pay. You give me a mashkin, you still have to pay. Now you can explain that many ways. But if you say, in the mashkin, lift the chayv, then it's pashit. It's pashit, Shemitah passes. If you didn't give me a mashkin, Shemitah's mishamet, there's a chayv, and outstanding chayv. But if you say, in the mashkin, lift the chayv, when Shemitah passes, there is no chayv. You were ready, I lent you $1,000, you gave me this $1,000 piece of silver. I'm holding, there is no chayv. What there is a guarantee. I guaranteed you, if you give me cash, I'll give you back the mashkin. But the chayv is paid off, it's beautiful. Yeah, so let's go back to notes on Kitush. I don't know how we answered the Rambam. These are all very strong rayas to Shitas Arayvit. I think we had then four or five rayas. I remember one raya was, it says that when you give the mashkin back, it surprises a lot of people. It's psukim in the Torah, but it surprises people how mashkin works. Let's say you take a silver leichter. You lend someone $1,000, he gives you a leichter. You know what you have to do? Every Friday afternoon, you have to give it back to him. He could use it on Shabbos, and then you take it back. That's the way the Torah envisions a mashkin. That you hold it as a guarantee, but when he needs it, you let him use it. Ulchatiya tzedakah, the pasuk says. It's a tzedakah that you're doing. When you take the mashkin, you let him use it on when he needs it. So if you take a pillow, you have to give it to him back at night. If you take a millstone, you can hold it at night, you give it back by day when he needs it for his business. That's avoid. That's a mashkin. Ulchatiya tzedakah. So zakt what? Rebitzak, yeah. So lachati tzedakah. So vayta, we said it's a Reb Chaim, it's a raya. What do you mean tzedakah? Tzedakah is, if something's mine, I give it to you, that's tzedakah. If it's yours and you gave it to me to hold under certain conditions, and I have to give it back, right? That's tzedakah. Lachati tzedakah sounds like in the mashkin litzachai, you gave it to me, it's paid up. Now I'm letting you use it. Right, it's very good with the right. Now this is all, we had this all in the Sefer's Kedushin. The right that holds this Yisayid in the Mashkin with the five, and the Rambam doesn't agree with that. Now, Reb Chaim, I don't believe, I took a quick glance at the INSL, I don't think he brings our Machlokes Rambam Raivit by our case. But any child, once you understand this Rambam and Raivit, he'll come back to Haloch, and now you learn the Rambam and Raivit. Any person could see what's the case. Might have been mixed us. What's the case? You're conveying me $1,000. I'm might have 500, and that 500 you already have a mashkin for. Is it Haloch? Is it Haloch according to the Raivit? Huh? Is it Haloch according to the Raivit? You're conveying me $1,000. I say I owe you 500, and you have already a mashkin for the 500. You know what kind of haloch that is? Huh? Let everybody, that's the best haloch. It's not only I'm not giving it to you now, I'm saying, what do you mean? I gave it to you back already 2 months ago. In the mashkin with the chayv. I made the 200. There's 200, I gave you the 200. You have the mashkin. It's true. We made a deal. If I give you cash, you have to give me back the leichter or the silver. But that's the biggest haloch in the world. I'm telling you, I paid already. You're saying 500, I made it 200. The 200 I made it, I'm saying I paid it already. In the mashkin with the chayv, I gave it back to you. So I paid it. That's the biggest haloch that could be. Stomach chiyum, he made also that thing. So it was a tanai. I have a business deal with you. Then I give you cash, you give me something. So that's good. I can have business deals like that, even not in a case of mashkin. It's a separate thing. But the Raivit holds the tail. The Rambam doesn't agree with this. The Rambam holds, what are you talking about? He says he doesn't agree in the mashkin lichtachai. He says it's two separate things. I owe you money. It's a separate thing. You're a shimer on something I gave you to hold on to. It's this way you'll feel better, you'll get paid. You're a shimer. So it has nothing to do with Hamel. It's very gishmak to see that something that you heard on in one mesechta and you come up with the aside, we heard it to understand Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim heard it to understand the Raivit. But we understand that this machlokes the Raivit and the Rambam. Then we come to another totally different sugya, and it fits in so beautifully. It fits in very, very smoothly. This idea that in the mashkin with the chayv. So that idea, for those of you who didn't hear it yet, it's kind of this idea, Reb Chaim's words, in the mashkin with the chayv, there's an explanation here of the Shita Sarayit.